It is Sunday, September 30th, 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
With us is Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Good Houdini.
Hmm?
Which is my new way of saying good morning. Houdini.
I like that.
There's a guy in Eureka Springs. He's an illusionist. Mm. His name is Sean Paul. Mm-hmm. He does the intrigue theater thing.
Yes, he does.
And he kind of has this thing about Houdini.
As many illusionists do. He is kind of a patron saint.
Classic.
Yes.
Illusionist.
Yes.
And so he's decided that in honor of Houdini's I forget what birthday, which is in October, he's going to put on a straitjacket at noon Thursday and hang upside down from the Crescent Hotel.
You know, here we go.
He says that he won't be released until he escapes and, quote, I don't want to be hanging upside down any longer than I have to be. Well, yeah, I think not.
Right.
He's going to be like 50 feet in the air. And he says he's done the straitjacket thing before, but never that high in the air. And he chose the Crescent because it's allegedly haunted. And
right. There's some
mystique. He says people have fallen to their deaths from the building. It kind of creeps me out to even talk about it.
Makes my palm sweat,
Does
actually.
Does he have any idea how long it's going to take him?
I don't think he has a clue. And then if that's not enough, he's going to do the milk can escape at 7 o'clock on October 20th at Basin Spring Park, where they put him in a milk can, they put water in a milk can, he's handcuffed, the lid sealed and padlocked, and he has to get out.
I will say
before you can't.
I don't think you do these things without some level of confidence in knowing what you can and cannot do.
And this is one of those that should come with a disclaimer. Kids, don't try this at home.
Never. Definitely. Adults. No, let's
don't
just
try
expand
this at home. Yeah.
People, living things, don't try this
if
at home or anywhere.
If you feel the need to do something like this, let a friend hit you in the head with a folding chair. Be a wrestler.
Don't do any of it.
And the final performance will be a seance on Halloween night at the Crescent Hotel. He says that Houdini wanted to reach out to relatives that had passed, and his wife tried to reach out to him. And so if this doesn't work out, his wife's going to try to reach out to Jean-Paul on Halloween.
Well, you know, Houdini, much of the latter part of his life, he spent busting fake mediums and such and fake spiritualists, and then said, hey, you know, after I go to wherever you go, I'm going to try to get back in touch.
Well, he and his
no success yet.
He and his wife had a code phrase.
Right.
And before her death, she never heard it.
Right.
So we'll see what happens. But you can find out more at intriguetheater.com.
And listen to The Daily Show this week because I think
Tuesday?
Wednesday. I can't remember now. He came to the KUAF studios last week.
Cool.
And Jacqueline Furlinger's story. Straitjacket involved. We'll see.
I think it'll be fascinating.
Yes.
Also today, there's a cooking demo with Vince Pianalto at 1 at the Botanical Garden of the Ozarks in Fayetteville. It's $5 to $10 for that. It's National Public Lands Day.
Yay.
From 1 to 4 at Hobbs State Park. They're going to have trail riding, mountain biking, all sorts of demos, and it's free. George Dombeck is opening his studio.
It's always a fun event.
To the public every Saturday and Sunday in October from 1 to 5, and today is one of those days at 844 Blue Springs Road in Goshen. It is your last chance to see Oliver
at
Rogers Little Theater. 2 o'clock, tickets start at $16. And more magic, Clayton Conversations today at the Clayton House Museum is magician Bill Pitts at 2 o'clock.
Fantastic.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.